KPCC's podcasts are supported by Harvey Mudd College, where engineering, science, and mathematics are informed by the liberal arts. Students and faculty working together to solve problems and serve society. Online at hmc.edu. KPCC's podcasts are supported by Harvey Mudd College, where engineering, science, and mathematics are informed by the liberal arts. Students and faculty working together to solve problems and serve society. Online at hmc.edu.
Cooking in Tibet? They do it with mirrors. This is Sandra Tsinglow with the lowdown on science, saying, well, almost. You have two choices if you're cooking in a sky-high Tibetan village: an open fire fueled by wood or yak dung, or a solar cooker that uses mirrors to harness the sun's heat. Problem? Wood is scarce in those parts, even if yak dung isn't, and solar cookers can spew nasty, unhealthy smoke. Plus, they're made of concrete and glass, making them way too heavy to tote along while tending the herd. To the rescue, students from Massachusetts Institute of Technology and Tibet's Qinghai Normal University. Their new and improved solar cooker is inspired by the design of nomadic tents. It's made from yak wool panels and mylar instead of glass. That makes it lightweight and portable enough for one person to carry and set up in the field. Improved engineering means less smoke, and when adapted to heat homes, it eliminates the need for non-renewable fuels. Plus, this exotic new cooker will make for a very, very special, if very, very short, edition of Iron Chef, Himalaya edition. Today's secret ingredient? Yak. Tomorrow's? Yak. Next week's? Yak.
The Lowdown on Science, online at lohdown.org. Produced by 89.3 KPCC and the California Institute of Technology, and made possible by TIAA-CREF.